there.
Okay. Anyway, so we're doing this Kutjus of Sveikus. Let's just, again, he basically, his brother said that if Chazaka, the Kutjus of Sveikus is to say over outside. The Kutjus of Sveikus' own shita was that Mare Gama is not a Chazaka Meikara, even though logically it should be because it's a previous status. But he says a radical thing that Mama Mi Yisra Lo Yafinin. And since Mama Mi Yisra Lo Yafinin, so even though by Yisra there's such a thing as relying on previous status, by Mama there's no such thing. So how does Mare Gama work? Mare Gama works because it's a form of Muksik, which is a very difficult how he makes Mare Gama into a Muksik, but that's not our Sugya. Since Mare Gama becomes a Muksik, comes along his brother and asks him if it's a form of Muksik. And Muksik, the Kutjus of Sveikus held, and the brother of Baron agrees to him, is only working through a Mandikov and a Keva. A Mandikov and a Keva is not a Chazaka Hamakras. It's just on Haga. It's not learned from a Pasik. So it's just on Haga. So then we're not solved the problem of Sveikus and Klosis of Deer, because Be'etzem it's a Safik. Edamai, the Muksik gives it to you. So he says that we have a din of Lakuach. And the Lakuach is Potter from Meiser. So therefore, it would still be Suffolk Meiser, because if we have a Suffolk, if it's a Bechor by birth, Suffolk if it's a not a Bechor by birth, on the side there's not a Bechor by birth, so it's the Israel, so it's not Lakuach. But on the side there was a Bechor by birth, so the Etzem, it should really go to the Kohen. It's just that the Muksik takes it away from the Kohen and gives it to the Israel. So therefore, that's because the Torah says, you know, listen, what can we do? Mandikov lekeva, but it's not a birur. It's just that's on Haga. So therefore, it's a lekuach. The may there'll be something meiser because lekuach is pater min a meiser. So it says that's his.
Rebbe, on this point of being lekuach, I was thinking about it that Mimela, if it's really actually hektish, so then it was the coins all along, and it doesn't belong to him. And if it was his all along, then it's his. But there's no state of being lekuach from someone else to him.
Right, no, it's just lekuach, and the tzadah was a bechor, so it's supposed to belong to the kohen. Now the Yisrael is using it to pater his meiser. The Yisrael is being nicholas a deer, and he's using it to pater his meiser. So he's using.
So it's as if he's buying it from the Kohen?
Yes,
the Muksik,
that he gets to keep it. So that's like he acquired it from the Kohen, from the birth, based on who birth it was. Since it was born a Kohen, supposed to belong to the Kohen, but the din on Haga of Muksik tells us that the Israel gets to keep it. So
there's only a not
keeping it because it's his.
He's only a suffix to the coin.
Right, so it's suffix lekua. So it's suffix lekua, but there's a psul by Meiser of Asiri Vadai below Asiri suffix. So that's his brother's kasha. Since there's a psul of Asiri Vadai and not Asiri suffix, and you see from the Gemara, even if it's a 1,000 of Asiri suffix, there's a psul of Asiri suffix, because one animal jumps back into 1,000 animals that are chayiv. They're all potter because of Siri Safek. So we see that even if it's a far-fetched possibility of a Siri Safek, called a Siri Safek. So Mimele has his kasha that on the side that this is supposed to be a Bechor, granted you win because of Muksik. According to the Kutjus of Sveikus, Marikama is only of Din Muksik. So granted, you win because the Israel win because of a Mare Gama, but a Mare Gama is only a Din Muksik, and Muksik is only an Haga, it's not a Hatzaka Machras. So therefore, there's no way it cannot. It's definitely Lekuach. I'm not sad. It's Lekuach.
And this is a Ruba Disa Kamon.
There's no Rubas. There's no Rubas here. It's a 50-50 Suffolk. It's a Bechor and not a Bechor.
Yeah, but one in 1,000, that's the whole Shiloh there.
No, but that's the case when it jumped in. But this is not talking about jumping in. We have
an animal,
the Kutjus of Sveikus, the case is an animal is born 50-50. 50% chance Bechor, 50% chance not a Bechor. Comes on the Mare Gama, according to the Kutjus of Sveikus, which works me Din Muksik, and Paskins, and it goes to the Yisrael. Says the Kuntres Vegas is his brother. So on the tzad, on the 50% chance shad that it's a bechor, so the muksik is paskening me din, like a lekuach, because really it's supposed to be the Kohen's. You're taking away from the Kohen, give it to Yisrael. And therefore, it's a soft, like 50% chance lekuach. And Asiri Bav, they have no Asiri Sofik. So says the Kuntres.
According to this, it comes out that Rav Hamnuna, right, when he understands what it says, Amoitz Mechavaraya, so Lagabi the Yisrael, it's a Marikama, Amoitz Mechavaraya, and Lagabi the Koyan, it's a regular Muchzak Hanhaga. It's like two Hanhagas of Muchzak Koyas fighting against each other. One's a Marikama, and one's a regular holding on to, or his right to hold on to it, I guess.
Yeah,
doesn't have the same definition. In other words, it's mashed with the word must be revised. It's like the same definition each one has.
I know you're making life too confusing for me. I'm not in Rav Hamnuna. Let's stick with what he's dealing with, because we want to finish and we want to.
I tried that yesterday. It didn't work.
Okay. Anyway, so comes
around. I didn't say a word about Masusa.
Okay. So come to something there for the brother that excites and says, but according to me, that I disagree with you. And I say that Marikama is a regular Chazaka Nekara, Mukhraz, learned from Bai Samanuga. So then it's very good, the Gemara. Because as everyone agrees that something before has a Marikama, if you say the din is that motziim also miyado, so that means that the marikama paskins bishrael. Just read the end. The bishrael talk about going motziim miyado. Shapra, I mean the shrael chesis marikama shall bide him. Chosuv gidu vaday shalom. Therefore, it's not a serious vaday. And the iamrin talk about going motziim. Alma of the cheskis marikama ainam ha'inach shuk vaday shalom. So he's basically saying that both the side of Motziim and Emotziim agree with his Amarikama, and they both pashas agree, and they argue whether the Amarikama paskin is Teres Vadoyas. If the Amarikama paskin is Teres Vadai, so then it will be Motziim Yado. But if the Marikama doesn't pass him a Teres Vadai, because then Emotziim Miyado, because now the Israel is a Muksik, and Muksik is stronger than a Marikama. And if it passes him a Teres Vadai, so when the Israel grabs it, it's not like a guy grabs something that's not his. It's like a guy who off the street grabs something. It's Geneva. It's nothing. You can't go ahead and grab something that's Paskin Vadai. It's not yours. You know, we already Paskin that the first shot, it was Paskin already. There's no new shaita. Now you start walking and grab it. So that's Geneva. But if the shaita was never paskined, it's not Vadai, and we're still clearing the shaita, maybe it belongs to the Kohen. So when the Kohen grabs it, now the Kohen's Muksik, and his Muksik can paskin the original shaita. And Muksik is really better. I think according to many Svarim, Muksik it can beat a Marikama. So therefore, when the Kohen grabs it, the Kohen gets it. So the two stadim are, does the Marikama paskin b'teres vadai or not? Tukva going emosim oso miyado means the muksik doesn't paskin b'teres vadai. And maybe even if the Kohen doesn't grab it, since it's not paskin b'teres vadai, that it belongs to the Israel, even though the Israel keeps it, but if the Israel keeps it b'teres a muksik, so that's, or b'teres a Marikama, but that's considered lekuach.
So what isn't that? Wasn't that the Gemara's kasha on Rabba?
What?
Wasn't that the Gemara's kasha on Rav Nuna from Rav Hanani? Whatever. Wasn't that the kasha that you popped the mamam manu shulchan? Wasn't that really the kasha?
Okay, but it's fine. So that so on. So they were good. So he's explaining the Kuntres of Vegas is explaining the two stardom. If you say talk for going
two stardom of what? Two stardom of what?
The Gemara and Akira, whether Takva Koim Motziim or Ein Motziim.
Between Rava and Rav Hamnuna?
Yes. And the Gemara is saying, if you hold Motziim, then the Mishnah Takfa Kalein is good. I'm sorry, the Mishnah Sfegas Niknas and Adir is good. If you say Amotsim, then the Mishnah of Sfegas Niknas and Adir is not good. This is Abaya at the end. Abaya is saying. Abaya is just so explaining what Abaya means. Because if you're going to tell me Amotsim, that means that it's still a Sfeg. If it's still a Sfeg, so even though calls man that the Israel Kohen doesn't grab, Israel gets to keep it based on his visa and his marikama. But since it wasn't Baskin, it's Aris Vadai, it's only considered a Kuach. But once, if you hold Takva Kohen Motsiyam Yadav, that means it's the Baskin, it's Aris Vadai. Baskin, it's Aris Vadai, and it's not the Kuach. Okay. So this is the words. Now the problem is I don't understand what he's saying. Because first of all, I don't know what he's talking about. Doesn't everyone agree that Marikama paskins? Marikama, I mean, if he's assuming Marikama is a chazaka de Meikara, that's what he's assuming. He's arguing with the Kuntras of Sfeikas, and he's saying Marikama is a chazaka de Meikara. So how can you say that it's a chazak on the Meikara and yet it doesn't pass in Vadai?
Isn't that cool for the Shaila because it's being born and now it's a Bechor, it's a different status, we said, possibly?
But that's what I would have said, but that's not what he says. He says the Farish and Kuntis and Sveikas that both of them agree that it's a Marikama. He says the Farish at Iyam and Tukvoto and Amotsim. Alma the cheskes marikama ain't a mahani. So not that there's not a
cheskes. So it could be gradation. Gradation's
within that. Another gradation. He says it's a regular cheskes marikama. It's just a marikama doesn't help. Lakshiva kevadai shalom.
I thought that's exactly what he's doing. He says the havamin of the Gemara. The brother of the Kuntas HaSfeikas is telling the Kuntas HaSfeikas the havamin of the Gemara was like you, but the maskana is not like you.
Well, to the Hamina, so I don't know. I would not like that because that means that the brother of the Kuntras Sfeikas is telling the Kuntras Sfeikas that he's 50% right because it's a Machlokes in the Gemara.
No, but the Maskana of the Gemara.
It's a Machlokes in the Paiskim who we Paskin like, right? The Rambam doesn't Paskin this way. So he's telling him that. You're right in one day and be wrong in the other day. So forget it. It's almost like you're bringing a raya to him. You're bringing a raya that 50% of the people hold like you. The Rambam holds like you. The Rash Tavis doesn't hold like you. He doesn't sound like he's saying.
I thought Rebbe said that's good for that. He's shown from the Gemara's Kash and the Chnasan Ladir. Rebbe said the past week. That Rav Hamnuna cannot answer that kasha. We don't know what he's going to answer, but he cannot answer that kasha. Right now, it's absolutely stumped. And therefore, in order to say that, he has, he's on Haga. I hear,
but I just don't think it's Mashma and the Kuntras of Vegas brother. When the Kuntras of Vegas is coming, brother, is going to attack the Kuntras of Vegas. He's not saying that, you're right. You're going to find there'll be a machlekes amaroim in Chas. There will be Gemaras that you're correct in. You're right according to the Rambam. He's saying you blew it. You're wrong. I don't think he's saying that you're right some of the time. Partially, there are some amaroim that hold like you. I just don't think. Besides that, it's very radical, wild to say that the amaroim argued in such a thing. That the Amaroim don't know what the source of Marikama is. Like that's like such a radical shot to say that Amaroim don't know. Everyone agrees there's a Marikama, but they have two totally different sources for it. One says it's a Chazaka Meikara, and one says it's a Muksik. That's also very radical. But I don't think it fits into the lotion of Chaim Cohen. So that if that would be ripe shot, so then the other Rav is bringing a riot to the Kuntras Sfeikas, and he's right in Rav Hamnuna. He's right in the Mandamar Tukfa Kohen Amos Yemos Omiyado. He's right in the Rambam. So that's his kasha. I would assume his kasha is.
I think it's fair.
I think his kasha is that he's bringing a raya from the man to Amar, Tokva Kale, Mosim Osamiyado, that there's no Ptura Bekuach, he obviously doesn't hold like the Kuntras of Sekis, and he obviously holds that it's a Chazaka Machras. And then the mandama that says Cheskas Kohen Motziyim Yado, we have to minimize the machlekes. He told us a davar pashet that we don't make a machlekes in such a wide thing. So he's saying that I shlugged you up from both days because the mandama that Motziyim Yado, and says that it works out that Sfekas Nechmas is a deer. So he clearly doesn't hold like you. And am I the other mandamar? The other mandamar, I have no raya, doesn't hold like you. But since we don't want to make such a big machlokes, so we'll say that he also doesn't hold like you. It's just that he holds that even though it's a chazaka mekara, but it still doesn't pass him a teres v'adai. I'm pretty sure that's what he's saying. He's saying that everyone agrees it's a chazaka mekara. Everyone's arguing with the kuntras and sfekas. Neshayve machlekes is, does this chazak on the mekara pass him a teres v'adai? It doesn't pass him a teres v'adai. So the question is just to make sense out of that. How can it be a chazak on machra'as, learned from Ba'is HaMenuga, and not pass him a teres v'adai? What does that mean?
This whole shot we're giving is within the kasha of Chaim Cohen. It's not going according to Kuntras Sfeikas, right?
We're going right. We're trying to understand Rav Chaim Cohen, what he's thinking. Right. We're trying to understand how he understood the two days in the Gemara, the two stardom. But talk about
so at the end of the day, if this shot works out, there's a kasha on the Kuntras Sfeikas.
Okay, but that's not, the Kuntras Sfeikas doesn't discuss. I'm sure there's a million and a half answers. I'm not trying to answer Kuntras Sfeikas. The question is just, the Kuntras is quoting his brother.
He's using it for the structure.
I know, yeah, he quotes his brother. Why did he quote his brother? Because he's a very nice person. He wants to give his brother a covet. I don't know.
He's a tzaddik.
Oh, and I'm more tzaddikim around. So he's quoting his brother, and he's telling you how his brother learned Shah the Gemara. And he's saying that his brother disagreed with him, and his brother said that it's mukhlak from the Gemara, not like him. He doesn't, the Kuntras Sfeikas doesn't even bother to explain why he's okay. It's a very strange Kuntras Sfeikas. Like, he obviously is not so misspoiled from his brother's proof, because he doesn't even bother defending himself. The other thing saying, but I think my brother doesn't have a good proof, and I'll tell you why. It's, as far as I see, he doesn't do that. So he quotes his brother's proof. How he's going to defend himself, he apparently felt it was not so difficult. But the question is to understand his brother. How can his brother make sense in the Mandamar Tukva Kohe Motziyim Yado? That makes sense. Tukva Kohe Motziyim Yado, it's a real chazaka. Because the real chazaka passes the Torah's vaday. Now it's interesting. Even in the Maldamar talk from Kohi Motziim, he doesn't say it's really vaday. He just says talk Kohi Motziim Yado. Shapre mi in the Shul Chaskamrei Kama Shabayim Choshev Ki Ilu Hu Vaday Shalom. Right. Even in the Maldamar talk from Kohi Motziim, he doesn't say it's mamish vaday. It's only Ki Ilu Hu Vaday, which means that we treat it as if it's a vaday. It's not really a vaday. If I ask Bezin, do you really know that this was not a bechor? They would say, we don't know. How are we supposed to know? Chazaka is not a logical beer. It's only a din. Right? That's what the ki'ilu means. But it's ki'ilu means we treat it as if it's a vaday.
And what about chazaka kamaisa and isura? We would say the same thing, no?
Right, yes.
Okay, so he's bottom line is he's equating it to that it's derived from there and it has the same halachas as there.
Right. But I'm claiming that the other mandamar also equates it to chazaka kamaisa visura, and he's saying that if it would be a shayla of chazer, you'd be allowed to eat it. It'd be a shayla of eshes ish, we would rely on this chazaka to pass in either it's a cheskes pnuya or a cheskes eishes ish, and we would kill the person who's mizav. If you give us a get, and it's sabek karavla or sabek karavla, we rely on the chazaka kamaisa to pass in that she's an eishes ish, and we would kill someone who's mizane. But he's saying it's still not a, it's not a vadai. Now, what does that mean?
It sounds like
you kill the person, it's not a vadai.
It sounds like that we have then. What does mechras mean? Mechras means is that we still don't, doesn't say that's edim. Mechras means is that that's how we, that's, it's not pshat that's hanhagad without with zero. Mechras means that this is the absolute in the way of the psak. That's mechras. They came out that this is the psak. But once you have ein metzidas miyadai, that means that that cannot be called a mechras, because that's what the lashon says. Mahani tfisas the kayan, that can't be called mechras. That just means that while it's by him, I can say
just a mechras. If a paskin is by iser, this chazaka, if Luyan stir this chazaka, would be nogeya to iser. Right. It would paskin. You can eat it. There'd be nogeya to whether an isha is an ashes ish. This very same chazaka de mekara, would paskin the shayda, and bezin would be confident enough to kill the person on that basis.
Right.
So how can it be that a chazaka that's strong enough to kill someone is not strong enough to make it to go ahead and to be, it's not vadai? It doesn't make sense. It's not vadai, then you can't kill the guy.
Right, but we make it vadai. It's not vadai, but we make it vadai. Bezin has a right to look at things in a certain way to make it vadai. It's not vadai, but we have to have rules, and we make it into a vadai. So how strong did the Torah...
Which day are you in? Are you in the day of Matzian or Ein Matzian?
I thought Rebbe was showing us that we have to start out with Matzian in order to understand the Ein Matzian.
When we understand the Matzian, I understand. Matzian, I'm happy with.
Right,
I'm fine.
Even the Matzian, Rabbi just said a chiddush.
Matzian is to Evo. Oh. So really, it's not a vadai. But if we have to give it a din as if it's a vadai, and since we give it a din as if it's a vadai, since we're treating it as a vadai, so it's treated as a vadai. Fine.
But now
we get to the day of a Matzian. He says it's not a vadai. See, I don't see how can you say it's not a vadai. Doesn't the man the Amar Ein Motziim hold that a cheskas pnuya, a cheskas eishes ish, we kill a person on that basis? So how can you come along and tell me that he holds that chazaka is not a vadai? Makes no sense.
Right. So I thought that we're saying that even in the man the Amar hold Motziim and we're saying it's a vadai, it's not that we're a hanhaga as a vadai. I thought it can't be anhaga because he's trying to prove it's not anhaga. So the difference between anhaga and mukhras means it's some kind of level of psak. It can't be that we're just nemming on. There has to be some kind of level there, right?
It's a psak only ki'ilu. In other words, it's not a psak that we know. It's a psak that we act as if we know. Okay.
So that act as if we know by Mitzian, the fact that if a kohen would grab it, right, that we say that the kohen could keep it, means that level is not, the looking is not the same looking. It's definitely a shorter level. I'm saying in structure, it's a shorter level. Because normally we don't say that somebody is an Isser Eishes Ish to one person, but if she goes to the other person, now she's the other side Eishes Ish tomorrow. We never see that. So we can't nem on, there's a psak for a short amount of time.
But that's what I'm asking you. So how does chazaka work? But this is chazaka. It's no different than a cheskes eishes ish. So what is he saying? The cheskes eishes ish does work to mechayv.
Is Rebbe saying the same question?
I thought we were able to say that it's ke'ilu, but only where it's by. There's a new that's ke'ilu, we look at it, but only when it's by them. It's the same thing. Mom's that same strength, only when it's by the person.
How do you go ahead and kill the person by Eishes Ish if it's not a real vadai?
Is Rebbe asking the same question as before? Is how could it be Marikama and still be Lukuchos? Is it the same question, or are we just asking differently?
It's the same question, except it's a Marikama. So the lashon of the Kuntras of Sveikas is the reason why it's Lukuchos is because it's not a vadai. It's not a vaday. The fact that the tukva kohen moitzi hey motziim is an indication that it's not a vaday. So I'm asking, if it's not a vaday, so why does it help for to kill the person if she's by a cheskes
aishus? So it's the, I mean, the same question. If it's a mori kama, then how can we consider lekufas?
How can it not be a vaday? Kufas means it's not a vaday. So how can it not be a vaday if it's not a vaday? If it's not a vaday, then you can't kill the person on that basis.
So if he would throw out mori kama and make it contingent on that, that would work as far as this goes. But then Rebbe says means he's admitting a 50%. So Alamai, both if the split would be gufa and mori kama, Rebbe doesn't like that because then he's giving in on a 50%.
Yes.
So, but if Alamai, they both hold mori kama. But if they both hold mori kama, then how does it work mori kama and yet aim once again?
And it's either again mori kama. That it's considered a not a vaday. How can you say that you have a chazaka paskins, and yet it's not a vaday? It's not a vaday. Why is it paskining? How is it paskining? It's not a vaday.
So doesn't the split have to be within the understanding of this mori kama?
Okay, so I'm trying to understand it. I'm asking the question.
So why can't we say that it is mori kama? It's not like it's no mori kama altogether. But because of that, somewhere in that circle, I don't know how close to the circle, but somewhere in the circle, because of the fact that it's going from being unborn to born, from the not being a bechor yet to becoming a bechor, somehow in there, when it transitions, the mori kama loses from its strength.
That's not what the kutra, that doesn't fit into the language of the kutra sasvekas. The language is that there is a mori kama, not a weakened mori kama. It says that both people hold there's a mori kama here.
The fact that it's considered lekuchos obviously means it's not a full strength mori kama.
I'm glad you say that, but you're arguing with the kutras of Sfekis and his brother who said Befer is not like you. So that doesn't help me any, because I'm trying to figure out what they're saying, and they say
I'm trying to squeeze it into them.
You can, certain things you can squeeze in. I'm sorry. They'll throw you off the plane.
I'm not sure if this is going
to
help.
You have to be careful what you say in an airport.
Okay. That's crazy. Yes. Well, okay.
I'm not sure if this is going to help, but it seems to me that there's two things over here. There's to be machriya the safek, and then also to make it a vadai. Can we split the two? That he can be machriya the safek, but it doesn't give you the vadai.
Okay. So you're saying, no pas can be taras vadayas.
But for the Asiri Vadai, you're not going to accomplish.
The Torah is Vadai.
Right, but I'm not sure how it helps.
In other words, you're saying that we're going to Paskin, she is, halakhically, an Asius ish. You can kill her. Halakhically, this money is yours. You can keep it.
Yeah, I don't have a suffix.
We don't have it. We halakhically, it's yours. But we admit that in Mitzias is a suffix. Now that wouldn't be so bad, but even by the other side, he only says it's Ki'ilu. So this has to be less than a Ki'ilu. Now the other side of Tukva Kohen, Motziim Yado, it's also in Mitzias, we don't know for sure. It's Ki'ilu, there's no suffix. So here he's saying it's not ki'ilu, there's no suffix. And so the machloikis is, when the Torah wrote the Xeris HaKosov of Chazaka, and the Torah said, Chazaka Meikara, and they said, a Chazaka Meikara Paskins. Did the Torah say that a Chazaka Meikara Paskins, ki'ilu, there's no suffix? What the Torah says is Paskins, even though there's a suffix. Now, what does that mean? Even though there's a suffix?
The minute we say as if there's a suffix, then I think that's what the Kuntres HaSfekas is saying, no?
No, the Kuntres HaSfekas is saying it's not even a Chazaka Meikara. We're saying that he's saying that even every Chazaka Meikara, we're saying not like the Kuntres HaSfekas says that a mori kama is not a chazaka meikara. We're saying Mori Gama is a Chazak Meikar. The Shaila is when a Mori Gama, which is a when a Chazak Meikar paskins, does it paskin that there's no Suffolk? Or does it paskin, even though there's a Suffolk? But this is a Din Vadai. So if you would say the easiest way to say it would be that it's only a din din, not a din birer. That wouldn't be so bad. That would explain the kudras hasvegas, that the machloikas between the two stadim is if chazaka is a din birer or a din din. The mandam when it says takvo kohen motziim miyado holds as a din birer. So it's ki'ido, there's a birer. The man Omar talked about coming aim out see him. Holds it's a din din. So there's no birer, it's just a din.
I thought Rabbi said it's much closer than that.
That would go slowly. That would explain, if you would say like that, that would explain the Kuntras of Sveikas. That everybody agrees that the Marikama is a chazaka de Meikara. And they're arguing by every chazaka de Meikara. In other words, Cheskes Pnuya, Cheskes Eishes Ish. Is it a Mevayer the facts, or is it only Mevayer the did? So the first opinion says, talk about calling Motsim of Zambiado, the Chazaka Mevayer the facts. So it makes it Din Vadai. And the second opinion saying, no, it's only Mevayer the Din, it's not Mevayer the facts. It's only Din Suffolk. It gives you a Vadai Din. But it's a Vadai Din based on a Suffolk Metzias. So it's a Vadai Din based on the Suffolk Metzias. So then it's Lekuach. That would be fine. The problem, I people okay?
I'm trying to understand is according to that side of Emotzian, do we understand Sveikas Nichnas Nadir?
No.
Or it's a Kashik. We don't understand. Kasha. It's a Kashik.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm saying that the way it's Pashup Shan, the Kudras of Sveikas would be that everyone agrees that Chazaka's Exeris Akasav. Logically, there's no Birer. The Torah gives it a din. But it's a Hakira, then the Yeshiva Sharate is it a din din or a din Birer? Birer. So we view it, there's a Birer. We view it as if there's a Birer. So then we have a birer that it always belonged to the Israel. So it's not lekuach, and if Cohen grabs it, he can't grab it. It's no shine, it's always the Israel. But if it's only a din din, then we're admitting that there's really a suffix here. So we're admitting there's a suffix. So then if the Israel grabs it, his muksik can pass in the shina. And it's a suffix and it's a sedir. I think that would
be comfortable saying, is Rebbe comfortable saying it's a din birer and still it's only ilu vaday?
What?
It's a din birer, but it's still only ilu vaday?
Yes, because that's why it's a din. Din means ki'ilu. If it would be a birer mamish, you wouldn't say ki'ilu. The problem that I have is that I have a string of bikias.
I thought Meneo Bay, we don't want that. Rebbe was setting up that we don't want to have Amaroyim arguing, even the Klara Hakir. We don't usually have Amaroyim arguing the Hakir. You have showing them, you have
okay, but this is at least it's not as bad. They're you know, it's not that like they didn't know where Chazaka comes from. Does Muksa come from Marikama? Marikama comes from Chazaka, or it comes from some. They know where it is. They're arguing on the Havana. Okay, I agree. It's a little unusual, but okay. But the problem is, I think the problem is that at least as far as my minor Bikias, maybe Bikias is wrong, but that everyone says is this: there was a sugging suvis, whether Chezkas aim ahani nabas. Chezkas aim ahani nabas is you have an upside down triangle, means. The mother went ahead and was Nansa. And now we don't know who was Ma'anisa. That creates two totally unrelated shaylos. creates a shine and mother, is she mutter to a kohen? Because if she was nansa by someone who's usher to her, then she was a penuya. But if she was nansa by a goy, so then she becomes usher to a kohen. If she's nansa by Israel, so she's mutter to a kohen. Because there's a halacha that if a woman has bia with someone that she's usher to, she becomes usher to a kohen, even if it was by anus. That's called the Isra Zaina, even though that's not what the modern translation of the word Zaina means. But the so it, there's a subject on the lady, because we don't know who the band that would be with her. So we don't know if she's also to a kohen. There's also going to be a subject on the child, because depending on who the father is will affect who the child is. Now, the child's status has nothing to do with the mother's status. That's why it's an upside down triangle. The mother and the child have nothing to do with each other. The mother doesn't cause the child. The child is caused by the father, not the mother. The mother's halachic status has no effect whatsoever on the child. But the ma'isa...
We're saying a child being a cholo? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so the ma'isa, the child's din, is contingent on who the person was with ma'anizer. And the mother's din is contingent on who was ma'anizer. So there's a surah called Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas, that the chazaka paskins on the mother. So now, if we pask on the mother, so we know the answer to the shayla, who was ma'anizer. And once we know the answer to that shayla, then we know what the din of the bas is. So I'm pretty sure, maybe I'm wrong, maybe, you know, I have to hear Zetman the fun, I'm wrong, but my recollection is that the Parshat Pshat is that the day of that Elz Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas, which is I think the way we paskin, not sure, is that Chazaka is a beer. If Chazaka is only a din, then you cannot say Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas. Why should the Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas? The Chazaka is not Mabai or anything. He's saying you're right. We don't know who was Mizana with the mother. But the din, the anhoga, is that the mother's mutter to a kohen. So why should that tell us anything about the daughter? So the whole svara of Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas is as a din biur. Now the other day, you can hear either ways. You can hear he holds it's not a din biur, or you can hold it's a din biur, but still you can't carry it over because it can only be a biur and a gabi, whatever. But the mandamar of Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas, I'm pretty sure, he definitely holds, as he's predicated on the aside, that Chazaka is a din biur. So then, what's the Kuntres HaSfeikas talking about? I don't think he's making, the Kuntres HaSfeikas brother is going to be making the Machlokes of Tokfon Kohen, Motsiim or Ein Motsiim, totally on Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas or not Mahayin Abbas. That would be like...
Well, you know, obviously...
So assuming everybody agrees, one second, let me finish your question, please. So assuming everybody agrees, Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas. So that means everybody agrees that Chazaka is a din biur. So how can you say, and everyone agrees it's only a ki'ilu, because he said beferish ki'ilu. So then what's a machlokes? Everyone agrees logically it's not a biur. It's only a ki'ilu. He says that beferish. That even the man the Amar, that it's Vadai, that Tuk Motsiim, it's only Kihilo. Everybody agrees it's working with Din Birer because it's Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas. So, but the Machloikis is whether it's a Vadai. Well, what do you mean? It's a Birer. It's Kihilo, it's a Birer, so it's a Vadai. That's what a Birer means. What else does Birer mean?
Isn't that the trap of making the whole machlokes being contingent din din and din birer is that I could go anywhere in Shas and find a proof for din 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 birer and then ask Kasha based on it?
Okay.
It's not just in Labas. So then maybe it's too big of a difference to make. If you want to say it's too big of a difference, too big of a difference.
I'm trying to figure out. So good.
If we can say that, then yes, then he would say Cheskes is not Mahani Labas according to
that. But it's a Gemara. It's a machlokes Tanoim. Or Amaroim, I don't remember anymore.
So Amaroim, so then the other side of the Chakir holds
no,
like that.
No, you're not going to make, I'm not going to buy that. That the
Machloikis
in this Gemara is totally on that Machloikis over there.
One second, so then I don't need Cheskes Eimahayin Abbas to ask the question. And just say in general, it's impossible. The split is so big that the entire Shas decision of din bir would be decided right here.
Okay, fine.
Rebbe, just 2 points. First of all, according to the Kuntzos Sfeik himself, he always holds on Haggis. He always has a kasha, has Teskan, Mem, and Abbas work all together. But leave that on the side.
What? I don't follow you. What?
I'm saying, just as a side, if the Kuntzos Sfeik himself holds the Chazak is on Haggis, right?
No.
Only a Mama. The only Chazak in the big
Mari Kama.
What?
Only a Mari Kama.
So even every Mari Kama, right?
We never say Cheskis Aim High Pass by Mari Kama. Only by a Chazaka Meikara.
Marikama is a Mammon.
Right. The Kuntzos Sfeik is all that Marikama is not learned from the family of Bai Saminuga. That's why it's only Hanhaga. Because it's only a din Muksik. But every Chazaka is a regular Birer. For care. Kuntzos Sfeik is easy. Chazakas are Birim. They're learning from Bai Saminuga. Marikama is not a Chazaka Meikara. Marikam is a din muksik. And muksik is a svara, mandikavli beba. It's not a, in order to be a birer, you have to have a pasik, because it's not a logical birer. So chazaka mekara, which is a pasik, so it's exeris a cause of that's a birer. But marikam and muksik, which is a holding, is not a birer. It's very easy.
So what's Rabbi's kash? Chaz me'emai bas. Therefore, what? So what?
Chaz me'emai bas proves that chazaka is functioning as a biver, as a din biver, and he's saying even the ma'adam where I talked about going motziim, I mean motziim, right? Motziim also means it's only a din biver because it's ki'ilo. Ki'ilo means a din.
But he's talking about marikama here, right?
Well, I'm talking about marikama, but the kufis is like his brother. Learns that Marikama is the same as any other Chazaka Meikara. He doesn't agree with the Kuntzos Sfeik. So we have here, he's saying 2 days. They both have to agree that it's only a Ki'ilo, which means it's a Din. They both have to agree that it's a Birer. So it means they both agree that it's a Din Birer. So how can you say that one oath is it's a Vade and one oath is not a Vade? If they both agree that it's a Din Birer, so either a din birer is called vadai or a din birer is not called vadai. I don't know. I can hear whatever you want, but I can't hear a machlokes.
Well, maybe it's a machlokes if it changes the underlying metzias. We have underlying metzias.
That means right. it's in lumnis. But the fact that you see cheskes ein bas means that in lumnis we view it as if it's telling us a metzias. If it's not telling us the Metzias, you can't say Cheskes Ein Ma'ayin Abbas.
So that's one second. So according to Mandam, we have here that says Metzias be other that says very good, right? So now that's changing this Metzias, and that's why works now and say Metzias. But according to Mandam, a Metzias and Miyadai, right? So he holds that it wouldn't change the underlying Metzias, and that's why we still have a suffix. What's the problem with that?
Why does he agree that Cheskes Ein Ma'ayin Abbas, Cheskes Ein Ma'ayin Abbas.
If it doesn't change on the Metzias, why? How come it helps? That's what he's asking.
Because I don't believe that the Kuntzos Sfeik is his brother had the audacity to say that the Machloekes of Tokfon Kohen Motziim Ein Motziim is totally on the sugya of Cheskes Ein Ma'ayin Abbas. Right? But it would be beautiful because you know what this would do for us. I mean, I'm just making a joke. And I don't know that sometimes I think the joke is not going to be funny because that's the chesed. Everyone's problem is that how does the Rambam argue with this Gemara? Because the Rambam paskins, so you make it, now we have it. Oh, that's going to work out. But you make it the way the Rashiva used to always say is how do you answer is fair, Rambam? You make that the Gemara is a machlekes of sugyas. So this sugya is paskining Cheskes Ein Ma'ayin Abbas. Okay, we'll have to see what you're on paskin. I don't know. Okay, anyway, that's the problem.
Well, that's the wrong side, though, no?
Yeah, wrong side, yes. Okay, so it sounds to me, we gotta finish for 15 minutes. So it sounds to me like he's saying like there's something wild, but it sounds what it sounds like he's saying. That Avada, everyone agrees, Chazaka is a din. It's Ki'ilu. And everyone agrees it's a beer. But the shayla is, what does the bira tell us? Does the bira tell us that in din we view it as a vaadai? Or the bira tells you that in din we view it as a probable? In other words, the halacha is, if you know something probably, that's also good enough. Right? The Torah doesn't, you're not obligated to worry about far-fetched possibilities. We go buster right. We're not even a pasuk. To certain levels of rise, we go buster. So what I think the Kutras of Sfegas is saying is the Mandamar, Tukvah Kali Motsima, Samayado, says, it's Ki'ilo, it's a Vadai. The Mandamar Emotsim says, it's only Ki'ilo, there's a rise. The Torah says, the way Chazaka works is Chazaka is Ki'ilo, there's a probability. Because it's a little bit not so crazy. Chazaka is not logical. Logically, there's no beer at all. Zegzeres HaKosev, that Chazaka is Ki'ilo, there's a beer. So Mehechi Teisi, that it's Ki'ilo, there's a beer Vadai. Maybe it's only Ki'ilo, there's a beer right.
If all you need, right,
if all you need for beer, one second. If halachically, all you need for beer is a right. So now we have Xeris HaKosev. The Torah is making Xeris HaKosev. Chazaka is not logical. That there's Xeris HaKosev, that there's a Birer. So Mehechi Teisi, that there's a Birer of Adai. Maybe it's only a Birer of Rive.
Okay. But if it was a Birer of Rive, then Safek Karvalok would not be able to kill the guy.
Yes, you would. You can kill a person on the Rive. It's a strong enough Rive that you can kill the person for. It's a beer of right that you can kill the person. But Svegas and Fas is a deer, a Siri Vadai, but a Siri Sabek is even the Gemara says in our Gemara, even if it's 1 out of 1,000, and it will be a din of a Siri Vadai, but a Siri Sabek. So you would kill a person on a right. I'm pretty sure. At least it depends how strong of a right. There are definitely rights that you would kill them. You would be hooks like Ashes ish. You get it then yuksik, and then you would kill the person. You know, if you have an cheskes Ashes ish, I think it also by right we create it then with together the then yuksik.
We kill a child. He would have aim or Mikhail Lavi Imo based on a rov. No, isn't that
right? Because how do we know he's a father? That's good for one of the Mekiris of how do we know the Gemara says, how do we know we go busted right? And one is because if otherwise, how do we know that he's the father, right? That's correct. So I think that's based on Yuxa or whatever. In other words, if it would be.
So then how come Imatsian? How come, according to that, if it's a right, how come Imatsian?
Because since it's for only, it's still left a suffix. So when the Kohen grabs
but Roy Foskin suffix.
But the Rav doesn't pass in Suffolk, the Torah is Vadai.
It wouldn't pass by Mamma anyway. That's Mamma.
Suffolk, the Torah is on. So then when the Kohen grabs it, so the Kohen can say, listen, I'm Muxik, and since there's still a Suffolk here, I can pass in. You got to take my Muxik into consideration.
It's Mamma in Dekaden.
Except in Dekaden, but.
In Hobo Machan Acha Rav, the Mamma would never go after Rav.
So it's a super rive, whatever you want to make. I don't know. I don't mean to say rive like a rive of a rive. I mean it's not a vadai. It's paskining. I don't mean rive like you're like 9 out of that's a different. It's a type. You can paskin based on a vadai. You can paskin on a non vadai. Even by mumming. Even by everything, there's a certain sack you can pass in without being vadai. There's such a thing in halacha. We're not 100% sure, but it's good enough. So you have that by mumming too. So what it sounds like he's saying is that the Torah made Xeris HaKosa that Chazaka is Ki'ilu. It's Ki'ilu, there's a beer. And we say Cheskes Eimahani Mebas because Ki'ilu, there's a beer. But now, how strong of a beer? Now, it's all make believe because it's really not a beer. So it's make believe. So mehechi teize to say we make believe like we have a birah v'adayim. If halachically you're allowed to paskin without a birah v'adayim, there's a certain level of non-vadai, which is also sufficient, even by mammon, there's a certain level of non-vadai, which is sufficient. So me'echi teisi, that's ki'ido, it's a vadai, maybe it's ki'ido, it's that level that's sufficient to paskin, but there's still a suffix left. So that would be, that's what sounds to me, is what the Kutras of Sveikas is saying, is a machloikas, it's not such a big shatz machloikas. Doesn't come out too many nafkaminas. It only will come out in nafkamina where you have a pasuk of asiri vadai below asiri suffik, or something, you know, or the equivalency by suffik mams or whatever. In other words, what the shayla is when the chazaka paskins, did the chazaka paskin b'tayres vadai that it's mamish of vadai, or the chazaka paskin b'tayres vadai, but it's still saying it's a suffik. But it's enough of a, you know, cheskes aim behind a bas, but we don't know vadai. We're only whatever halachically we're only 95%. Halachically we're 98%. Halachically we're 99%. I don't know whatever it is, but we're not going to say halachically it's vadai. So if it's halachically 90%, so good. So 90% helps for the cheskes aim behind a vad. That's also, but it's not halachically 100%. That would be the machlokes. That's what I would claim. I don't know if it's making any sense. What do you say, Rabbi Sandy? You're so quiet there.
I mean, I'm just trying to think. By mamzer, would it fit by your? What's the other place?
That's what I wanted. I mean, I know we don't have, obviously, we don't have that much time to look at it, but we have the Shev Shemaisa where Higufa clears his Shaila. I mean, he's clearing his Shaila by right. When the Torah said, Asiri Vadai, Beno Asiri Safek, or Mamzer, what happens if you have a right? And he basically says, if you read the Shmaitza, that there's a digit Aruba de Isa Kaman, Aruba de Lessa Kaman. That Aruba de Isa de Lessa Kaman, Paskins, Vitaris Vadai. So that would help for Asiri Vadai. But Aruba de Less, the Isa Kaman, doesn't Paskin, Vitaris Vadai. So I think that's a little riot to what we're saying, that everybody agrees that Aruba de Less, the Isa Kaman, creates a psak. No one's denying that we're going to paskin based on Aruba de Isa Kaman. And no one's going to say that if you had Aruba de Isa Kaman, we would, on the mother, we would carry it over to the bas because it's a beerer.
But he says Aruba de Isa Kaman is 50-50.
What?
He says Aruba de Isa Kaman is a possibility. It's 50-50, he says.
But it's ki'ilu, it's in mitzias is 50-50.
Right.
But in halacha, it's not a 50-50.
And Ruby, the lesser kamon, which is a statistic, there he says that's a probability, and that's considered a vadai.
Okay, man.
I
take it back. I mean, it could be if the Shmaitza said that, then it could be the Shmaitza is not stimming with the Kuntres of Sveikas. You know, it could be you might be right. Yeah, mixing apples and oranges. Because he's saying, you know, he sounds like he's saying, okay, I'll take it back. Let's maybe not do the Shev Shmaitza. I take it back. Because you're saying the Shev Shemaitza is mashma, that in order to be a suffix, you have to be a 50-50 to be a suffix. And I'm trying to say that in the Kuntres of Sveikas, even if there's a probability, it's still called a suffix because it's for Dana Vadai. So that could be not like the Shev Shemaitza. You're right. I take it back. I take it back.
I thought the difference between Ruben Yiskamar and Lesser Kaman is not the percentage. It's I thought Ruben the Lesser Kaman is because inherently the way Hashem created the world is a certain way.
That is correct.
So that's not about percentage. If it's more than 50-50, it's a Ruben Yiskamar. Ruben's going to have to be 50-50.
Yeah, okay, but let's see. I agree. The you haven't been right, but I which may be an easy. The Shef Shemaitz is a very, very exciting thing in Shef Shemaitz, that he splits Ruben de Lesek and Ruben de Isek Amon. It's very fascinating. And most people in the world assume that Ruben de Isek Amon is better than a Ruben de Lesek Amon, because Isek Amon, you know for sure, is right. Lesek Amon is based on your assumption. But he's saying that Pumfakir, that a Ruben de Lesek Amon is better. It's very strange, very hard to understand why is a Lesek Amon better than an Isek Amon.
Well, that gets into the whole sugi and Bava Kama there with that Taisvus.
Yeah, okay, yes. No. It's there. But let's leave it, because that's not... Meir said it right, that it's that because it's a Lesek Amon is a law of nature. So it's not just mathematics, it's a law of nature, right? That's what you were saying. But that's a different subject. But getting back to you, let me just say over my last chat again for last chance. So when
I have a question about the Kutus HaSfeikas is that
everyone's agreeing that Chazaka, that Mari Gama is a Chazaka de Meikar, learned from Bais and Menuga. And everyone agrees that it's a Ki'ilu, because he says that beferish. It means it's not a beer, it just is viewed as if it's a beer. And everyone agrees that it is a beer in din, because we have cheskes eima hanging the bas. But so everyone agrees it's a din beer. But the shaila is it a din beer that you have a vadai? Or is it a din beer that you have a lesson vadai? Now, there could be something less than vadai, which we still paskin and we listen to, because the Torah doesn't necessarily need a vadai to paskin. There's definitely everywhere. The Torah doesn't expect one. You know, we only have a machlokes the subject deraisa, the chumra, the kula. But if there's a certain darga, whether it's raiv, whether it's a super raiv, but there's definitely dargas, even by mammon, that you do not have to be nervous for. You're halachically, you're allowed to assume, even though there's still a suffix. You follow the probability, or the strong probability, of Ruba de Ruba helps even by Mammon. Ruba de Ruba helps by Dama Shevier, but okay. So the, even Rameyer it helps. So we're saying like this, that the machlokes is, when the Torah wrote it in Chazaka, that it's Ki'ilu, is it Ki'ilu, it's Mamish of Vadai, or is Ki'ilu, it's a Raif, a beer of a Raif? And I don't mean Raif, like 75, a Raif that's, you know, whatever, halachically, definitely strong enough to for us to follow. And Nafgamina is, if it's only a beer of a Raif, Ki'ilu is a beer of a Raif, then Takvo Kohen would be Amos Yimiyado, and it would be a Chisarin of the Kuach, because the possibility that it still belongs to the Kohen. Okay.
So according to this, can we conclude that the Kuntres HaSfeikas Be'etzem agrees with his brother's logic? He just disagrees about Mori Kama, because otherwise he wouldn't have quoted him, he wouldn't have said them?
It's very possible. I can't tell you, but
he agrees, because else he would argue with him. Otherwise, he doesn't have to. He says, okay, I disagree with your premise. They're only arguing in Mari Kama whether it applies here. But Lachari, the Svara, he agrees to, because he wouldn't quote him otherwise.
Okay, I'm ready to agree with that.
The next paragraph, he says.
What would say in the next paragraph?
With that, yes, it's going to the Chazmar Kama in Chazaka Machras.
Right, because
he says it's
no, because he disagrees about Mari Kama. Yeah. He disagrees about Mari Kama, but the Hakira about the way Chazaka works, if Mari Kama would be as strong as brother agrees, he would agree with that.
Right.
He just disagrees that Mari Kama doesn't work that way.
Right, okay.
But he agrees about the split. That's
fine. I'm ready to agree with that. I'm agreeable. It sounds good.
Rabbi, why can't this chakira be in Maitzi Miyadi itself? In Maitzi Miyadi, I could clear this chakira. How do we look at it? Why should we need to have a Maitzi and a Semiyadi? Because that moves it much further away. It is, which we're very, very close. How do you want to look at it? How do you want to look at the coin? But why do you need to mamish have a flip of the din itself? Right? That's a Maitzi Miyadi. That's what I was saying.
Okay, so that's what you see from the Gemara. You know, if you
probably we're trying to avoid it,
you said it your way, but the Gemara don't say it your way.
No, we're trying to avoid machlekes that we need dafka to have the bullshit.
Okay, but the Gemara maybe knows not like you. I don't know if that's such a kasha. You know, Gemara is allowed to know. Okay,
regardless of how we do this, the point of Abaya is that the certainty that allows the Yisrael to get it back of Matzian is equated to the certainty of Sveikas Nechassim. That's all.
Yes. Okay. Anyway.